A peek into Shekhawati, Churum, Rajasthan. Time's ruins build eternity's mansions. James Joyce. A journey like no other, that is how I would describe my first ever trip to the gateway of Thar Desert, Churum, pronounced Churum. A gracious invite by the owners of Malji Kakumre, Malji's Rooms, made me travel from Mumbai via New Delhi, to Churum. Having heard of the grand mansions and the Shekhawati culture on display there, my travel treasure-seeking mind soaked in the sights of the six-hour drive. The earliest known history takes us back to 1360 AD to Kaliuribus, a group of hamlets settled by Churu, chieftain of the Kailrajats, a community in Rajasthan. Fast forward to 1620 AD, when it became the ancestral seat of Kondulatra Thor, a branch of Bikaner royals. Thakur, landlord, Maldev gave this city the name, Churu. Malji Kakumre. As I arrived at my destination, the history of the town started revealing itself. An old clock tower, ruins of once splendid homes, quaint doors welcomed me into Churu. Soon enough I came to Malji Kakumre, a two-storied mansion in light turquoise green, restored to its glory by the current generation of owners. As a rich merchant in Churu, Malji Kotari constructed this Rung Mahal, Palace of Colors, in 1920 AD for the use of Maharaja, King, Gunga Singh of Bikaner. The king used it as a guest house and an entertainment home for gatherings of royals and other prominent personalities during his visits to Churu. I would later discover that the grand dining hall that hosted our meals was the performing stage. Rung Mahal. The enormous doorway, bearing Mughal architectural influences, led me into the courtyard. Meant for elephants and camels to walk straight in with their royal occupants when required, it has a small window built in for regular visitors. I couldn't but notice the pillared verandas on either side at the entrance and the walkway above, connecting rooms on either side. Beautiful Jaroke windows, typical of the region, adorn the outer side. The striking edifice is a vision straight out of a fairy tale. Its European influences are hard to miss, with 250 columns and decorations in stucco. These range from figures of gods and heavenly angels to commoners. The ground floor has a large hall framed by a peripheral veranda with beautiful arches. This was the venue for performances. There is a viewing gallery on the first floor, perhaps for the ladies. Behind this viewing gallery, there are rooms, including one which belonged to the Maharaja of Bikaner, with intricate frescoes and artisanship dotting the walls. Each of the rooms is a delight. Shekhawati frescoes. The art of fresco making in the Shekhawati region, northwest Rajasthan, goes back to the 17th century when Mughals ruled. It developed a character of its own after the decline of Mughals and reached its pinnacle in the 19th and early 20th centuries. The uniqueness of Shekhawati frescoes come from the commonplace things and local personalities they depict. They used natural substances such as lamp black for black, limestone for white, indigo for blue, red stone powder for red, saffron flowers for orange, and yellow clay for yellow ochre. Also, these are not painted on the surface of the walls but embedded in the plaster, mixed with limestone water. As a result, the frescoes lasted until the wall did. Chitare or Chajare, artists, come from the potter community and are both artists and masons. The paintings are on the interior and exterior walls of the mansions, thus creating an open-air gallery for everyone to enjoy. Churu, though off the tourist map and lesser known, offers one such arcade. And not just that, a spectacular giant temple, remnants of a fort and water bodies to spend a quiet night under the stars. More of that, next week on Image Writer.